Although he occasionally departed from his prepared script, the 74-year-old Shaw gave a virtuoso performance that began with him complaining that he had to talk about Ptolemy and Aristotle, Kepler and Copernicus, Galileo and Newton, gravitation and relativity in modern astrophysics and heaven knows what. Then, with his usual wit, Shaw summarized everything in three sentences. Ptolemy made a universe which lasted 1,400 years. Newton also made a universe which lasted for 300 years. Einstein has made a universe, and I can't tell you how long that will last. The guests laughed, none louder than Einstein. After comparing the achievements of Newton and Einstein, Shaw ended with a toast. I drink to the greatest of our contemporaries, Einstein. It was a difficult act to follow, but Einstein was every bit as much the showman when the occasion demanded. He expressed his gratitude to Shaw for the unforgettable words which you have addressed to my mythical namesake who makes life so difficult for me. He offered words of praise to Jews and Gentiles alike, of noble spirit and with a strong sense of justice, who had devoted their lives to uplifting human society and liberating the individual from degrading oppression. To you all I say, knowing that he was addressing a sympathetic audience, that the existence and destiny of our people depends less on external factors than on us remaining faithful to the moral traditions which have enabled us to survive for thousands of years despite the fierce storms that have broken over our heads. In the service of life, Einstein added, sacrifice becomes grace. Words said in hope would, for millions, soon be put to the test as the dark clouds of the coming Nazi storm gathered. 6 weeks earlier, on 14th of September, the Nazis had gained 6.4 million votes in the Reichstag elections. The size of the Nazi vote stunned many. In May 1924, the party had won 32 seats, and in the December elections that same year, just 14. In May 1928, they did even worse, winning a mere 12 seats and 812,000 votes. The results seemed to confirm the Nazis as just another far-right fringe group. Now, little more than 2 years later, they had increased their share of the vote eightfold and were the second largest party in the Reichstag with 107 deputies.